Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Absolute Cuts. Cheers, everyone, for listening. Last week, I've just checked before we start recording, was our most popular ever episode.
Fucking hell. What was the film?
It was For Your Old Virgin.
All right, good.
So,
Well played.
Thank you very much. How are you, Ryan? You good?
I am good, I was delighted with this film because, you know, we've had some... I think it's the best film we've chosen yet.
That's interesting.
But I love this film.
So do I. We'll get on to the film. Like, how's your week been? Has it been?
It's been good. Where the fuck was I? It was at Lindisfarne Festival.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah. That was great. That was great, great fun. I was wearing the... I don't know if I've worn it before. I was wearing a Sinn Féin hat.
Is that the Seinfeld one?
Yeah, I was wearing. I didn't realize how many people that upset.
Really?
Like, I got into like three altercations about it with like squaddies.
Ah, of course.
And I was like, oh.
Were any of them part of our friends?
Yes. Well, two of them got real pissed off, and then Soppet was like, ah, don't worry about it.
Aye.
I think I was sitting there going, I don't even vote them.
I mean, I think the fact that it's done in the Seinfeld font kind of takes away the seriousness of it.
Like,
if you were cutting about with an actual Sinn Féin t-shirt and a number to recruit, then it would be...
You know what the best part was? I got the same amount of looks the next day because I was gigging in Glasgow on Old Firm Day.
Fuck, you didn't wear it in Glasgow.
I was wearing it all day.
A very drug-fueled festival in the northeast of England, fair enough. Glasgow and Old Firm Day is suicidal.
I did get a few. There was actually, the biggest look was from a guy in a Celtic top, kind of like...
Hey!
Yeah, he was about to do it, go, hey!
Doom, 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 doom!
About to go on a wee side quest. A wee IRA side quest.
Who's playing the festival?
Pendulum.
Oh, yeah. Pendulum are good.
They usually are. I thought they were all right, just...
Why?
Is it in a big tent?
There's not an outdoor tent.
No, which was better. But like, I was sitting there going like, you know, Pendulum used to be pure drum and bass and shit. I just felt like there was a lot of weak shit.
A lot of EDM.
A lot of that kind of...
Calvin Harris-esque.
And I was like, come on, man. That's your thing was just to...
I saw Pendulum years ago. They were fucking class. Is it Pendulum? No. Who was that? Who did the... Oh, fuck.
The Klaxons.
It was the Klaxons. No, there was a dance band that did like a tarantula kind of song.
Oh God! You're going to tell me it's not Swedish House Mafia or something like that.
They were a spin-off from Swedish House Mafia, or were Swedish House Mafia a spin-off
Major
from
Lazer?
Something?
Oh, maybe they are. I don't really know.
I don't know. Anyway, and the festival was good.
I loved it. I like them wee small festivals.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're fucking class, actually. Did you see the... Because like Electric Picnic was on this weekend.
Yeah, I usually do that.
Festival in Ireland. And do you see the Wolf Tones?
Yeah.
Fucking hell,
well,
that's
a fucking real stupid idea to have the Wolf Tones in the tent and not the main stage.
I mean, it's a huge tent as well. It's like a 10,000 people tent.
Yeah. But even in Ireland, I was like, 10,000, you mental.
But because the queue was like 50 deep. 50 rows deep right round a tent to get into it.
Yeah.
Because that was...
And there was a lot of fucking peril clutching after it, going like, all these like Irish politicians going like, oh, it's awful, I fear for the youth, you know, they're singing up their ass. And I was like, oh, fucking grow up, you can't.
Yeah, but it's quite, like, because most music festivals, they are young.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly young folk, like it's mostly people under 25.
Yeah.
So for... Because Wolf Tones are fucking old, man.
I know,
like,
but
they're old dudes.
Yeah.
So, but then, I mean, like, if you might see AC/DC, it'd be old fucking dudes and Aerosmith as well. But for especially for that kind of like rebel folk music.
Yeah.
It's quite impressive to see
amount of young and they all know the they know all the words.
Fucking right, they did.
I've seen the videos. Yeah.
And like a proper fucking people on people's shoulders and all sorts of shit.
Yeah. I knew that was like, because there was a lot of talk, like, why are they not on the main stage? Surely this is going to, you're in Ireland. They'll use any opportunity. And then, it happened. And then I saw the videos and it looked very fun.
It looked fucking mental, man.
Yeah. Missed out on the Wolf Tones this year. I'm going next year. We should do Electric Picnic next year.
Let's do that. Yeah. I loved it the first time I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can remember Blarber on the first time I did it.
Yeah, yeah. We found out we're in Dublin together just there now. Just before we just found out that we're doing a weekend together in Dublin. I'm like, oh, I know. God.
We might get we'll do some Absolute Cuts content.
From fucking Dublin.
Like, have a word there.
Watch a fucking film together.
Because they're the masters at it. Or we should do what Freddie Quinn's done with Dead Men Talking and...
Die.
Yeah.
So I jumped in, you were going to do it. I thought you were going to be honest with me. No, we were going for the exact same joke.
With stupid wee fucking space helmet on.
Oh, yeah, that was... yeah. I feel like that's not, like, industry... I don't think like they give that to normal people. I've never seen that bad boy.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone in a fucking space suit going into a pneumonia before.
That's like I told you about my uncle. He speaks through a hole in his throat.
No.
He's been smoking so much. He's one of those like...
All right,
like,
yeah,
he
puts
his finger up to the hole in the thing. It's like a tin whistle. He's like... Right? But he's got this suitcase.
Like a trombone.
Yeah. He speaks real high unless you put a finger on his throat. And he fucking has like this suitcase that he drains the fluids from his throat into.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
And he's carrying it around. And I'm like, did you buy that yourself? Did you get that off someone in like Strabane Market? There's no way the NHS have given you that.
That's hellish.
Like, I know that there's updated versions of it.
What kind of shit comes out of his throat?
Just I don't know, like, fuck. It's probably because he can't.
Like gunk
it. It must be just, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. Drains it into your suitcase. How's it going, people? lands into the meat and puts the kit.
Like an international spy.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a guy.
Centipede. That was that song's name.
Centipede. All right, centipede. Tarantula.
Yeah,
tarantula. You said tarantula, and I was like, that sounds familiar.
I will remember it by the end of that. I do this on podcasts all the time. I can't remember shit, and then I'll have to end up looking up.
And then you'll scream it in the car on the way back. Bastard! It was just Glenn.
Yesterday, a bird hit our window.
Or house?
No, house window. I came back, and I was coming back from picking up the boy from football. And I look him out, and she was like, she's fucking like directing me like some air traffic controller. And I was like, what's going on? She was like, oh, a bird's hit the window. Don't make sure you don't run over it, right? So she's put it in a box, right? She's got these plastic gloves on, and she's put it in a box and covered it with a leaf. And she's like,
it'll survive.
And I could see the mark on the window where it's flown in. And the thing's fucking like that. The eyes down and like,
oh no.
And she's like that. I think it's just like I've been looking it up. I think it might be just stunned. I was like, yeah, it probably is stunned. And then I'm kind of feeling about it, and I was like, there's no fucking heartbeat. This thing's gone. And then, but it's such a shame for her because she was so distressed, and she was like, no, I think. And then eventually, this thing's probably dead. So what are we gonna do with it? And I was like, I'll just put it in the bin. And Amy was like, you can't put it in the fucking... And I was like, I'll put it in the recycling bin. Like, that's the closest
compost
thing.
Compost bin.
No, but I'll put it... But it goes in with all the grass and stuff, so it'll be buried by that. She was like, no, because then, like, if they're tipping it off and a fucking bird flies... So her solution was, which we ended up going for, was Isla had to put it in a bush. So that... Because we got a lot of urban foxes come through our garden. And,
The humane way, let the animals
take it. The fox was just going to take it. So Isla had kind of reasoned herself with this. She came up with this whole theory that it was like, well, she's actually helping because it's dead anyway.
So
it won't get killed. And now she's giving food to the fox. And then the fox will stay alive. So something will... And then it got really gruesome. She was like, so the fox will stay alive so that something can now eat the fox. And I'm like, how far are you taking this up?
Take us right up the ladder.
And then she came down this morning, and she was like, no, she came in last night, and she said, I've left it in quite a clear bit of the bush, so that if it does wake up, it can fly away easily. And then she came in this morning, and she was like, the bird flew away. And I was like, so it's not there. And she was like, no. And I was like, there's no feathers. And she was like, no. So it means like a fox can't have ripped it apart, or a cat. It's obviously flown away. I'm like, fox has just got a fucking to that for
great.
Later.
I don't it's wandering away with one in his mouth. It flew away. So left a thank you note.
So I think that's literally the only exciting thing that's happened.
That, in fairness, it is exciting. If a fucking bird hits the window, it's like the start of the core again.
They fucking make a hell of a noise, yeah, by the way.
It does give a shit. We had a big window. There's a big window here, actually. It happened a few times, but back in Donegal as well, our front window's quite large, and they just, when they ping it, it scares the absolute shit.
Oh, yeah.
It is a queer, it nearly goes through the window. It's flying in at full speed.
My son did it once. On holiday once, we were at this restaurant, and they had, because it was like a really, really bright sunny day, and it was just these clear glass doors.
Okay, right.
And obviously he was only two. Okay. And he didn't know that. If he didn't know it was a door there, he just ran and launched into that. I mean, it was thick enough that he didn't go through it, like fucking lacerate his whole skin. But it was very, very funny watching him deck it.
You know, my dad always tells the stories of when he's always like, he threw his friend through a pane glass window. And I was like, was he all right? And it's the same guy. It's always this guy. It's always this guy called Louis that he used to run around with. And I was like, he goes off, man. It's fucking bad, man. His lip was hanging off downwards.
Jesus. What was the reason for throwing him through it?
He said it was a laugh.
Oh, right. It wasn't like a beef.
No.
No.
They always take it too far. That's like when he's got three prong marks, my dad. Because of the uncle with the stabbed him, and then
I stole a fork.
With a fork over a sausage. It's the second
the
time.
Sausage!
It's another sausage story.
The Irish sausage. I don't think we've never told the Irish sausage story.
You can tell it quite.
We're not telling it. No, I've specifically made sure that we don't bring it up that much because I want to tell it at Christmas.
That's perfect.
Because
we'll
it is
that.
A Christmas story.
Yes, okay.
It's a very wholesome Christmas tale.
Gareth Waugh.
So we might get Waugh on for that
because
episode because
he thinks it's the funniest
the best thing
in the world.
That's ever happened in his life. So, right, we get the film. I'm also drinking Ribena today.
Okay, nice.
I'm back on Ribena. I've not had Ribena in years.
I had a
bottle yesterday and I was like, fuck me. Where have you been all my life?
this happened with Daniel and Cara here when they were buying the shop. And once he was like, well, we get some like Dilton orange juice, like Robinson's. And I was like, absolutely no, not Robinson's. Robinson's orange juice gives me like asthma attacks.
Why?
I fucking don't know.
What, just
Robinson's.
Just that make.
I can drink my waddy all day. Oh, no, that's an
Irish.
You don't know that one.
My
an
waddy.
It's called my waddy. Yeah.
Is that an Irish Dilton juice?
Yeah. My waddy.
The Irish people call it juice as well, diluting juice.
Yeah.
Because, like, English people got squash. Just fuck off. Squash. I've literally gone into places down south and asked when I've been down on holiday with kids and gone into a place and gone, can I get some diluting? Can I get some juice, first of all? And they'll go, orange juice. Out there. And I'm like, no, diluting juice.
Yeah.
And they don't have a fucking...
They're just pretending.
Aye.
Oh, like, next time you go, I'll kind of have a fucking squash. Just hand them a racket. Fuck off, cunt. Load of shite, that. Like, gluten juice? Oh, I can't put this together. Fuck off.
I know these two words, but once you put them together, they make no sense whatsoever.
Do you mean like a J2O? No, you fucking dickhead. Diluting.
Well, speaking of the English, our film this week is our first non-American Hollywood film.
Yes, I didn't even notice that until you said it last week.
And it's like a proper not American film.
Yeah. So, I wonder always how Americans would like it, but they all love it.
I didn't realise this until I was reading about it.
Yeah, I didn't think they would. I was like, I wonder, does this travel? But then I was sitting there going, Guy Ritchie did.
This was huge in America. So it's Lock, Stock
and
Two Smoking Barrels. Because I remember seeing this, because I just left high school. So, I mean, and again, we were talking last week about FHM and stuff.
These were the days.
This appealed to me. This is like FHM as a film.
Yeah.
This was everything to me, this film. Because
it
was fucking four guys getting pissed, dressed immaculately. Just being cool as fuck.
And
getting up to mayhem. With a soundtrack that's incredible.
See, I like it too because I always think that this is what I even brought up, Eugene. All Guy Ritchie movies remind me of Eugene, which is terrible. But like every time I go, they have a scheme.
It's a scheme.
Anyway, Eugene was always up to schemes.
Money making schemes.
They all went wrong. I've told them a million of them before.
Yeah, and this film, this is a convoluted. This is very convoluted plot. I know, like, a lot of people say it's like Guy Ritchie's early stuff. Snatch isn't really Tarantino-esque.
I don't think it's everybody, a lot of people shout like everything's Tarantino just because he was the first one that made it absolutely.
Is it
just straight dialogue? Is that what they mean? Straight hard dialogue?
The only comparison I'd give is the fact that he's got like four different stories going on at once.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they all converge at the end.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And all meet up. But then that happens in an episode of Friends.
Yeah.
Like every single friend has a storyline throughout each episode and they all amalgamate at the end. So it's describe fucking Friends as Tarantino-esque.
Yeah,
so,
you wouldn't die. That's stuff like that.
But it's quite...
people obviously influence each other and that's a good thing.
Aye. But... it's quite a convoluted plot. If you've not seen it, it centres around a card game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where there's four lads that are pals and they all raise money. They'll put money together in a pot because one of them's shit hot at cards. And he goes and plays in a game that's run by like the local gangster, the local head gangster, Hatchet Harry. And then they cheat. They cheat the boy out of it because he wants his dad's bar. His dad's played by Sting. We'll fucking get to that.
We'll get to that, yeah.
And he loses it and then he gives him... so he owes him 500 grand.
Mm.
And he gives him a week to find it or he'll start taking fingers. And his dad loses his bar and all sorts. And so then it's basically them. They have an idea that they're going to rob people that live next door, who in turn are robbing local drug dealers. So the idea is they'll rob the robbers.
Rob them of
the weed, rob them of the money, sell the weed back to the guy they've actually robbed it off of.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's two scousers that are just fucking...
stuck in amongst them.
And they're robbing the two shotguns. Which are the two smoking barrels that are these antique shotguns, and then they get brought in it, and then everything comes to head. And then Vinnie Jones is just a debt collector.
I love it. Yeah, he's a great character. He's the best in it.
He's brilliant in it,
Vinnie Jones. He's such a good actor. He's such an underrated actor. Because obviously he's going to be always pitched as that what he is, but he's fucking excellent at it.
Yes, he's really good, man. And this is like, he'd never been in anything.
See, there's the thing. We'll get Sting was shite in it.
Sting
was shite, and he was the worst thing.
And he'd Vinnie been Jones. In stuff before.
Yeah, see, this he'd is been the in thing. Shit, like, it's like, not, it's not, it's just easy sometimes to pass it off.
Aye.
I mean, that was Jason Statham's first film, was it not?
It would have been. Aye.
He was what, a diver?
He was a diver, right?
Yeah,
he was a professional diver and a model.
Professional diver and a model.
But a lot of them, this is our first.
The guy
that plays Harry's, is he called Billy the Baptist? The main henchman.
That was
his first film. But he, like, I knew him anyway because he was always in, like, 90s popular culture. Because he's an ex-boxer, but he was, like, an illegal boxer.
One of them guys.
Just a hard bastard. Looks like...
He just looked like exactly...
It looks like he
isn't even acting.
It looks like the Thing out of Fantastic Four. Like, he's just this
Michael
hard as fuck guy. It just batters folk, but he's class in it as well.
He is, like, yeah. They're all good. Yeah. There's not really much. The best thing about these type of films, and probably why it's talked about like in a Tarantino way, is there's no lost dialogue. All the dialogue's perfect.
Some of the lines are just...
there's no thing. Some of the shooting. I think one of the... I only remembered it when I watched it because, like, I always remember Snatch. One of my favorite ever scenes is when they're burning down the caravan.
Yeah.
But the Lockstock, when he loses the card game, I have never seen, like, someone film pure the scene when he knows he's lost all
like
the money.
It's like a panic. It's like a panic attack.
The anxiety panic attack. Yeah. I've never seen anyone film one so fucking well.
And they use Stooges.
Yeah.
I want to be your dog as well. Like,
yeah. Well, it's hiding pukes.
It is absolute class. That
I think it's one of the, it's just perfect. Like
that whole bit because the card game is brilliant. Because I don't when it like I understand poker.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's probably the only card game I actually understand and could play.
You see him, I wouldn't be too... I would play Texas Hold'em. I wouldn't be able to... I'm not great at... remember we were trying to do it in Vegas too. Like, in Blackjack, I was just, like, half-guessing. I know how to play it, but I don't get the fun
I
of
don't,
it.
I wouldn't consider that. I'd consider that a casino game rather than a card game.
Okay, right, yeah,
group
yeah, fair,
can
yeah, yeah.
play around a table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas they play, I think it's like three-card brag.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I have no fucking idea. So I have no idea what... so I don't really get when they're cheating, because he's got, like, a camera. It's not the most ingenious...
The best thing about it is it's probably the most realistic kind of cheating they could do in a boxing ring.
He's just looking at what cards. But then even when he's got those cards, I think he's got like a 10 and two sixes, and I'm going, Adrenaline, anyway.
That
sounds shite.
Yeah.
This might be really good. And then, but the other guy, the Hatchet Harry, wins it with, I'm assuming it's because he's got a pair of sevens and he goes up against a pair of sixes. But then I don't quite understand why
Eddie
would put all his money in.
Yeah, on sixes.
Because it gets up to 250 grand.
Yeah.
The bet. And
And he was it 250 or was it 500,000?
It's 500,000because he says, I'll owe you 250 grand. And then Harry says, no, you'll owe me 500 grand. Because you need 200, you need 250, you need another 250 to see me. So then it's, you're absolutely right. It is a perfect
scene.
Encapsulation of someone just panicking. And before that, there's a brilliant bit before that, because the four of them turn up, because the four of them have all chipped in. And do they give like 25 grand each? Because it's like 100 grand buy-in.
Yeah, something like that,
But then the other three aren't allowed in. Like Statham and Dexter Fletcher and that aren't allowed in. So they get sent next door to the Samoan bar. And as they're going in, a guy just comes out on flames.
yeah.
Fucking flames. And they just react like that's not. And then you find out later on, it's the drug dealer has just set this guy alight because he tried to turn the telly off when he was watching the football. It's like,
I brought three friends. It reminded me of something that happened to me. I brought three friends up from Dublin when I was about 20, I think. And they were coming up to Donegal, and they're very posh. They're like very posh areas of Dublin. Mm. So they haven't seen much is the way I'd describe it, right? Just happened to bring them out in the most mental night out in Ballybuffet.
Ballybuffet?
Yeah, it's where Bally, B-O-F-E-Y. Not buffet.
Well, not, but not like... Not the Vampire Slayer.
No, Ballybuffet, the Vampire Slayer. yeah, Ballybuffet, right. And it's where I went to school and shit, right. And the fucking... Well, I was bringing up to this bar, Boners, right?
But it's called Boners. Fuck off, it's called Boners.
Yeah. Well, we would say Boners. You'd probably call it Boners.
Boners.
Yeah, Boners Bar.
Fucking hard to get in there, I tell you.
Oh, it's such a good bar. It was either that or what's the other one called?
Boners. It's quite a small place in the winter, but see when the heat hit.
I feel like now somebody's going to be like, Donegal's going to message me going, it's not called fucking Boners.
Boners? Right, sorry, yeah.
No, but we were walking up past, first of all, before we got to fucking Boners, right, we found out there was a... We walked past the Villa Rose. It's a hotel. It's like 4 or 5-star hotel. And when we're walking past it, the whole side of it's covered in blood. Like there's blood all over the wall. And I was like, all right, don't worry about that. Never usually happens. And they were all like, kind of like, Jesus, where the fuck have you brought us, right? We found out anyway that was when we got into the bar, someone attacked someone with the claw of a hammer.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so they're dead. That was far too much blood to be alive. And I don't really know what happened. So what happened is we went to that bar instead of the other one. Someone got raped. A dude got raped outside.
A dude got raped
in the alleyway beside the other bar while we were in the other bar, right? And then we found out a year and a half later that when he got out of prison, they're now a couple.
What?
Yeah, it was like some sort of Stockholm syndrome thing. Yeah, they're now a couple. After the guy, I don't know how. Don't even fucking ask me, right? So we're in Boners anyway, hearing about all this happening left, right, and center. We're like, well, lock ourselves in. And you know the way you just had a thing, like, I was kind of used to it. You kind of just see it. I walked out the bar. I was like, well, we'll go home now. And we opened up the door. And just opened up the door, and there was just like a queue of cars trying to get past. And a guy called Clive just kicking a guy completely unconscious in the middle of the road. And they were all like, all the posh dubs with me were just like, what is happening?
And I was
like, don't worry about it. It's an extra mad night. And by the way, they were traumatized, never came back.
Fucking hell, man.
So I just, it was funny. It was that kind of thing where you had to just brush it off. You know, like the fire, it reminded me of when they ran out, they did on fire. We just walked
Christ almighty.
All right, well.
That's an insane story. Mm-hmm. The fact that when the guy came out of the prison, the rapist came out of prison, they got together.
Yeah. I have a better one. I did Yes Bar in Glasgow, one of the first gigs I ever did.
Yeah.
I told you about I was chatting to the couple in the front row, and they were like, I was like, how long you been together? It's like 17 years, but we're married for one. And I was like, fucking hell, you just waited a while. And he was like, no, and she was like, no, he was in prison for fucking 16 years is what happened. And I was like, oh, Jesus, 16 years, that was bad. And then he goes, yeah, this is them in the front row. He goes, yeah, it was rape. And I was like, well, I was like, well, this is this gig fucked. And then and she piped in and she goes, if you want to know who the mad thing is, he goes, I was the victim. So it seems to be like a horrible thing that, you know.
Jesus Christ.
You know, and that's why you get all this stuff with Greenwood and everything, you know, and, you know, they're back together. And I'm like, no, this is like a common, horrible thing. Like, sorry, I just took a real dark turn, but I have numerous now examples
also,
of it.
Also, right, that's a long time to be in prison.
Yeah, that's a bad assault. That
is real horrific shit. Yeah, if you're getting put away for 16 years.
That's what I was. Yeah, yeah. That's like usually like you can nearly do a murder.
That does. When murderer is let off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On parole. Jesus Christ.
I was like, all right.
And they're on the front row of a fucking front comedy gig. Like,
openly. I was like, hey, make a wee joke about that. And everybody else is just like,
oh my God.
Perfect. I was like, well, moving on. I didn't even go with it. It was too fucked to like chat.
No, you can't. You can't banter your way out of that.
Nah, like, it's just like, well, and then you play awkward. He goes, well, thought this was going to be a normal gig. And then they're laughing at that and whatever. That's the best way out of it. Yeah. Here, you know what? Here's a good start. You were just saying about Harry the Hatchet.
I can't wait to see the segue after this.
This is a good one. You were just talking about, what I love about it is the nicknames.
Yeah. You're like
the Baptist and Harry the Hatchet.
Is it Barry the Baptist?
I think it was Barry the Baptist. Yeah, yeah. And the Hatchet.
He's a Baptist because when he's trying to collect money, he just drowns people. Just sticks them in a barrel. So he's like...
What would your one be, actually?
I don't know, actually.
Irish people are always lousy lips.
See, I don't know what skill. I don't know what skills I'd have.
Well, I'm Irish, so they always just have us as gypsies. It's always like, they call me Tarmac Adam. That's so stupid. My name's Ryan. Yeah, it doesn't fit though, does it?
Tarmac Ryan. Make any sense?
Yeah. I've got some.
Shut the fuck up, Adam.
Oh God, I don't know. You have to be You have to have a way of killing someone first of all.
I'm trying to think because there's a line in this where it's again one of the class lines where he says, basically the guy Dexter Fletcher is the chef, just brings all these chef knives, and then this huge fucking Schwarzenegger jungle knife as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I think knives are discreet, and then he's like, guns for show, knives for a pro. I think I'd be a gentleman. Like
a gentleman assassin,
like a proper, in the film Hit, no, the game Hitman.
Yeah,
I always much more enjoyed killing people silently than. Do you know when you would like dress up as like a bellboy at the hotel or something,
and then come up and
that would be mine. See, that's, I'd love to be able to snap someone's neck like that. I don't even know if that's possible. Schwarzenegger and Stallone do it all the time.
But you know what? You can definitely do it, and I can see people doing everything. But the thing about Schwarzenegger and Stallone, they do it immediately. Like, the strength, I reckon. You know, usually it's like you hold it in, and then eventually it collapses or whatever. But like, they're like...
Aye.
Like in MacGruber, the throat rip. Going for the turkey.
I would be the Red Snapper.
The Red Snapper.
The Red Snapper.
Mark the Red Snapper of Nelson.
You just never
know. He smells of fish.
Yeah, exactly. Just a guy driving his kids to school. I appear from the back seat. Like, fucking on.
While he's driving. It's like this.
Keeps crashing the car. One of his kids.
And the baby seat. So I fucking knew that guy was looking massive in that baby seat. That'd be such a cunt. I dressed up in one of his kids.
Horrific. You just seen an overgrown baby come out from the scene. Fucking.
Where's my milk, Dada? He's like, what the fuck? He wouldn't be like, what the fuck? He snapped his neck. It would cause absolute fear if you didn't notice that your kid was a fucking 40-year-old assassin.
Especially if I've been playing the part for a while. Like, I'm 6 months deep undercover and deep in the cover. I've been breastfed and everything. The guy's changed me.
Your calling card's just a little fish. Wee fish.
It's not a huge cock, but bigger. Bigger than a 4-month-old should be.
For fuck's sake.
Getting babysat by his parents. Something wrong with this kid, by the way.
I fucking changed his
nappy.
Fucking, I caught him shaving this morning. You fucking speak about my boy like that.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, God. Well, I've got some fake and real ones.
All right. I've got a quiz this week as well.
Oh, well, fuck me. We're putting you to the test. We're putting each other to all the right. test. That's because we enjoyed the last one so much. Right, you got to give it right. So real or fake?
Are ones. These real in real life or in films?
Real life gangsters are fake ones.
Right. Okay.
Some of them are American, some of them are English.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, we'll start off with like Al Scarface Capone. Right.
Yes.
Yes. Obviously. Okay. Albert TikTok Tannenbaum.
Wait a minute. Capone's apparently. Name is Scarface.
Apparently.
I had no idea about that. Oh, well.
According to the internet, that I lifted this off. All right. Albert TikTok Tannenbaum.
No chance.
He's real.
TikTok?
Yeah, but
because it'll be like an eye of fuck's
you
sake.
You fell for that, that's why I stuck it in. Right? Right, with Lenny the Hippo Hustler Brundle.
No.
Lenny Brundle?
Aye, there's no way he's called the Hippo Hustler. Not a chance.
Okay, that's you stick. Jack the Hats McVitie.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Killed by the craze.
Yep.
Yeah. That's probably my name. Israel Ice Pick Willie Alderman.
Ice Pick Willie. Nah.
He's real.
Oh, fuck.
Jameson the Randy Reaper Wilson.
No.
You don't think the Randy Reaper?
Randy Reaper, no.
No, right. Marco Crembele Kid Casadoni.
No.
Are you kidding me? The Crembele Kid?
The
Crembele Kid Casadoni, you think is fake?
Yes.
Yeah, he's fake.
The Crembele Kid.
Anthony Big Tuna.
Anthony Big Tuna.
Anthony Big Tuna.
That's probably true.
It is true. Yeah. Big Tuna is a good one. Nigel the Scunthorpe Scalder Brown.
No. No. No.
The Scunthorpe Scalder is fake. Joseph Joey Bananas Banano.
I'm going to say true.
It's
for that.
True, yeah. What about Joseph Joey Brains? No. Ambrosini.
No.
It's real.
It's real?
Yeah. Rupert Conhair Gilligan. Is he an afro?
Yep, real.
He's fake. You only said that because I said he's got.
I know.
All right. Right. John Jackie Knows Demancio.
True.
True. Craig the Nescafe Nonce Tillman.
The Nescafe
Nonce. Sleeves a bean behind.
He's like one of those guys that goes to, you know, like those Nescafe adverts where they go next door to buy a bottle of sugar. Yeah, Wayne's in as well.
So why do you need plastic bags on your feet? You just want sugar?
Right, I'll do my quiz at the end. My quiz is Cockney rhyming slangs.
Oh, fuck, I'll be so bad.
Basically, they're all real. You just have to tell me what the...
Oh,
I'll
no.
I'll tell you the rhyming slang and you have to tell me the actual
thing. I'll
be
so bad at that.
Do you notice who was in this film? See when they turn up for the card game and there's two bouncers in the front door?
Yeah.
You know who one of the bouncers were? Former Irish boxer Steve Collins.
Was it? Fuck. No idea.
Totally forgot he was in it. Remember, he was massive for a while.
I remember the I know the name anyway, you know what I mean?
He was around about the Nigel Benn Eubank.
Oh, was he? Fuck, yeah, around that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Wow. As far as I remember,
I didn't actually fucking notice that. Oh, that's class. I love the way the marketers all like, you know, it's a lot of market. You know, at the very start where he was trying to hustle Stadium with a thing. That reminded me. I know we had Strabane Market before. Did I ever tell you the time my dad bought me a watch from Italy? He bought me a watch going like, Eugene bought me a watch going like, I paid extra for this bad boy. It's fake, like, but it's an unbelievable. They're so good. Like, you wouldn't even notice. I paid like 30 quid for this. And I was like, but already, I was like, you fuck this. 30 yeah. quid for a fake. It's not going to be good. And he goes, it's a Ferrari watch, right? So pulls out this watch and it's a big, massive watch and it's pure red with everything in it. Looks cool immediately until you looked at it. And I was like, Eugene, this is Fernari.
Fernari?
And he was like, you fucking cunts. I was like, you wouldn't notice the difference. A fucking Ferrari watch.
I love those things.
Got my mag, guppy bag.
I love those things on holiday. Yeah, Hugo Booze.
Hugo Booze.
Give me one of the Hugo Booze bags, please, mate.
You've seen Lauren.
It's like, what was the game where they couldn't use the official? Was it... What football game was it? Because FIFA could use the official
Pro
names.
Evo.
Pro Evo. Ally McEwist.
Yeah. I remember it was Roberto Larcos instead of Carlos. Yeah. Roberto Larcos. There was a guy. Oh, there were some good ones in that. Yeah, it was always North London Red.
Yeah. It's like, it always reminded me, the team names were like how I imagine Americans describe British football teams.
Yeah, well, they all don't believe in evolution.
Go you, North London Reds!
Oh, did you see them chanting against Messi recently?
No.
There was like 1,000 of them going, "You suck! Messy sucks."
Oh my God.
And
everybody
almighty. Just went, "Oh, Jesus." Oh, I'm sure he's devastated right coming from Catalonia.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, poor Americans. Oh, and the only worst thing is Americans, like, when they do some of the college football, they're unbelievable. Did you ever see the Enter Sandman?
Yeah, it's absolute class. Like, I know.
Well, get back to that. Use that type of shit.
You know, the culture, though, will be different types of fans as well.
Ah, I know.
Like, you won't get the average college football fan going to see an actual football.
Yeah,
like,
not a chance.
American football.
Not a chance.
Do you remember that game we watched in Vegas?
The
Arsenal Man U one. It was Newcastle Man U.
Yes, that bar. Sorry, the Carling Cup final. We were in Vegas. Oh, that's right. They were doing Across the Bars, didn't they?
Hey, your team are lousy, man. Oh, fucking Jesus, kill me. Like,
I remember the first
keeper?
Time.
Sweeper keeper.
Oh, that's right. Oh. I remember the first time I watched the MLS. It was years ago. I actually kind of watch it sometimes now, and it's pretty decent to watch. It's fun to watch. It's back and forth a lot. I remember the first time I watched it, Landon Donovan was back there, and I remember the first bit of commentary, someone went, "Southpaw" by Donovan. I was like, what the fuck, southpaw? I didn't get it. It's just how left foot crossfield ball.
Oh my God.
Southpaw, Donovan. Oh. I was like, Jesus Christ. I nearly got sick in my own.
That day in Vegas, watching that game, I drank about 5 more pints than I was intending to in that bar.
Yeah, yeah. You stole the queen.
Just to get through it. That's where I stole the queen as well.
Mark stole a life-sized cardboard cutout of the queen in this bar. And you pictures of him like...
Because I'd noticed it the first day. We went to that bar pretty much the first morning we were there because that was the Arsenal game.
Yeah.
Arsenal were playing. So we thought, we'll go. Because of the time difference, it was like 7 in the morning and we'd been up all night. So we're like, well, the Arsenal game's kicking off, so we'll find a bar. And then we spoke to the guy, the concierge, and he said, oh, there's this English theme bar just on the outskirts. So we just jumped in an Uber, went to this bar. I think it was called the Crown or some shit.
English theme is just domestic violence.
And we went in there, and it was fucking class for the Arsenal game because we were all still buzzing because we were in Vegas and we'd been up all night.
Yeah.
And I noticed they'd obviously had Jubilee celebrations or something point. And there's a big London red telephone box at the back, and inside it there's a cardboard queen. Right? So I was laughing away, and then I got my photo taken away that day. And then we went in the next day, because I went in, I was up. Again, I didn't go to sleep that night either.
You weren't on the 48 people.
I got up and watched the first half of the Old Firm game in the casino on my own. And then you all came down, and then I'd borrowed a Man United strip off my brother
to wear
just to wind up Kai and Cannon. That. And then that day, because we left that bar pissed, and I was like, and then I just disappeared and then came back out with the queen.
Yeah. You tried to fucking get me to steal it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing that, Mark. Wasn't even 20 seconds later.
Fucking
right side buffet.
Love stealing shit at bars. Yeah. And that stayed in our room. And then there was an afternoon where I'd been out and I came back and I was staying with Rich Massara, our pal. And I'd come back and he tucked the queen into my bed and covered her with a blanket that he'd brought that was basically an England, it was a St. George's Cross. It was a woolen blanket, St. George's Cross, but it had Gareth Southgate, it had Maddie McCann.
He showed it to me.
Captain Tom on it. Yeah. It had a fucking monkey around me.
I forgot Harambe was
always in our hearts. On the last day we were like, because we couldn't fit the queen to take her home, so we're like, we'll launch her out the window.
You launched her out the Excalibur
window. We launched her out the, because from our balcony, from our window, you could see down to like a there wasn't a street below, but it was outside the hotel below.
But yeah, but there was like a...
It wasn't the kind of place people would go to.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a public
place. You weren't going to kill someone with the Queen.
No, but we tried to...
most severe paper cut.
We spent fucking ages. Like, we were like engineers going, right, how are we going to get this so that it lands face up?
So if you look...
So we'd folded her in a way. We basically made a paper airplane out of the Queen. And she floated down like that and never twisted because of the way we...
Wow. Fall.
So then we looked down. So now if you're in... I can't even remember what room. But if you're on that side of the hotel and you look down, you'll just see a Queen looking up at you the whole time.
God, they're taking this very seriously.
I go back, I'm demanding... I'm going to try... I'm going to find out exactly what room we were in.
Yeah, yeah.
Try if I can get that room again just to see if she's still
there.
It just
feels like you're an assassin. You'll be in there going like, I need a north...
Yeah, exactly.
Facing north room.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, what?
Yeah, not too high.
I just have a little visit from the... I just need to find the Queen. Just sounds so dodgy.
The soundtrack in this film is immense.
My big one back in the day when I was doing reggae DJ and all was Police and Thieves.
See, right. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because we're both huge music fans.
Yeah.
The one type of music that I hate is ska.
Okay, I like ska, yeah.
I've tried.
Yeah,
really, really tried because I know so many
Some of it is really bad, though.
I just fucking hate it. I'm not a huge fan of reggae either.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I just find it all...
I love in fairness, Police and Thieves, the Clash's version was just as good.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
But that some of the songs in this are...
Ah, yeah, it's
the James Brown songs in this are...
Yeah. I can't remember the... I remember, because I always listen to the background thing about the... We were chatting about it last week, fucking off camera, when you said Lockstock. I was like, fuck, I keep listening to the Greek, you know, the music
Zorba
in the background.
Greek, yeah.
Zorba the Greek.
Yeah.
It's a great little background thing.
Do
your house. Yeah. Do your housework to the Zorba the Greek.
That's another Nick the Greek. He's one of the...
Yeah, do you know, right, you wanted to bring up Sting as well, speaking of music and the musicians, but like he was the worst in it because he just kept staring like a second too long in every scene. Like, and no harm, he's just not an actor, really.
He's
also he's trying to be hard, but like, and then you're just like, but I've seen you play fucking Chip in My Heart with a wee classical Spanish guitar.
Do you know what always blows my mind about, because again, Sting and the Police, I used to hate.
I don't like them.
And I've warmed to quite a lot of their songs.
Okay.
But wait a minute, was Smash Mouth ska? Were they part of that new wave of ska?
Yes. They, I mean, it's not ska, really.
He died
yesterday.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a wee shout out there.
Just a wee shout out to Smash Mouth. What's something, Hardwell or something?
Yeah. I saw online people going, another tragic inductee of the 27 Club, and I'm going, it's the 27... side club, like you can't really be chucking
he's
him
not
in.
27, is he?
That's apparently what I saw online. Maybe maybe someone was talking shite, but
I couldn't be. I was giant. I forgot.
No, because wait a minute, when was that Smash Mouth?
Yeah, couldn't be. He couldn't be 27.
No, because then that Smash
Mouth. Smash Mouth was 27, maybe.
Aye, that must be.
That must be wrong. But I was going to post a picture of Guy Fieri and go rest in peace. I reckon half the people would not know. I just think nobody would know the difference. Like, a lot of people would be like, wait a minute, is that... I thought you got the right idea. Just a shirt with flames on it. And I'm like, Smash Mouth. Dressed like bowlers.
They do, yeah.
Dressed like eccentric
loads
bowlers.
Of them used to, yeah, fuck aye. Them and Bowling for Soup.
Aye, Bullet for Soup, aye.
Real Big Fish.
Yeah, I loved Real Big Fish. They were real bad. They had some drastically...
Scouting for Girls. Scouting for Girls part of that?
No, I don't know. Sorry, I have Scouting for Girls as like an English band that just sounds like a ska band.
Maybe they are.
Yes. Yeah,
but talking about Sting, we very rarely get actually film critique-y.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we've never done it.
No.
But there's a weird way that Guy Ritchie... I noticed this, he shoots Sting in a weird way. It's always an extreme close-up Sting. He's never away from the camera.
Yeah,
always really close up. And the whole film's like, and it's got a proper...
orange hue.
It does, aye, sepia, that you can do on like...
Oh yeah, it's a TikTok filter, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool.
It is. It gives it an extra grimness sometimes in the thing. It actually makes you focus because you don't look at anything else in the rooms.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you just stick to the characters and the people. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Smart way of doing it.
What else was I going to say?
Danny Jones. His son is great.
His son and Little Chris.
Little Chris, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That scene where he... Right, here's a thing, right? So at the end, after two things, do you think this is a caper? I think it's bordering on caper.
Yeah.
And there's too many people to be a caper. Yeah, yeah. Capers normally...
I don't know. I think it is a caper. There's too many twists. The whole thing is getting away and someone ends up with the money, and that tends to be... Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So when they've robbed... the robbers of the drug dealers.
Yeah.
And then the guy that's in Football Factory. He's like the main, he's like the head of the gang that are going to rob the weed dealers.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
So he's got away, but he's been fucking smashed up and all sorts of shit. And then, because he gets like run over by two different cars. And then, but then he's in Vinnie Jones's car.
Yes, yes.
Because Vinnie Jones basically headbutts him and then takes the money off him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's in the car and he's got Little Chris, Vinnie Jones' son, and he's got a knife to his throat. So then Vinnie Jones thinks the best way to remedy this is to just crash the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A hell of a risk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If someone's got a blade to your son's throat and you're going to crash a car, like it's...
I mean, in my head I was just like, I remember when it happened, I was trying to figure out the force. Would you go like that and stab him back? Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
But then he'd proper bust his head open with a car door.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's so violent in it.
Oh,
it's good. It's, again, hard to act. You can easily do the thing because I've seen it before in films. You're like, oh, cool. It's the part where he misses the door. He's so angry.
What's class about it is the way Vinnie Jones is acting it is he's so angry that he misses out some words. Like he's yelling so fucking furiously that he's like, "Do you hear me?" Like it's
excellent.
There's another class death you don't see. Well, you do see a bit of it when Harry beats the guy to death with a dildo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
15-inch black dildo just beats him to death.
I think that'd probably be one of the most undignified ways to go. The dildo. Or no, smothered by a whoopee cushion.
Everybody in the room laughing before they realise the horror of the situation. Oh God, he's dead.
Beaten by a dildo. Smothered by a whoopee. Smothered by a whoopee cushion is, I'm telling you.
I forgot how many, because it was another one of those soundtracks, because I had this in CD that Tarantino did as well, where you'd get clips of the films in between the songs, so you'd get lines of the film.
Oh, right, yeah,
because
yeah.
There was loads of these lines, because I've not seen this for years, and then there was loads of these lines that I remember coming on when I was listening to CD. There's like when, at the start, where, I know, like Jason Fleming's selling Nick the Greek something, and he's haggling over the fact that it's going to be 200 quid
as opposed
to 100. And then he pulls out, like, what must be about 50 grand in notes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
And then he just goes, fucking hell, Nick. What are you doing in your spare time? Finance revolution.
It's so great. I'm a big Guy Ritchie fan. I do like all his films. One of my favorites, and it just drives everyone mad. One of my favorites is The Gentleman. I love it. Love The Gentleman.
I think it's a brilliant film.
Some of the fucking scenes in The Gentleman are unbelievable.
I think that and Snatch are the only two I've other Guy Ritchie films. I've never seen Rock and Roller.
Aye, it's all right.
Never seen Revolver. No, I've never seen either of the Sherlock Holmes films.
Oh, I didn't watch them. I just have a thing with Sherlock Holmes where I fucking hate him.
But do you know what he does? Do you know what he's into now, Guy Ritchie? So I didn't know he did the live action of Aladdin.
No, neither did I.
And he's doing the live action Disney remake of Hercules. That's his next film.
That's with your man from Ted Lasso?
No. Not Hercules in the Marvel.
Oh, he's doing a live...
You know the Hercules Disney cartoon? You know how they're remaking every single one of them as a live-action thing?
Oh, right, fuck.
So he's doing... I was like, how the fuck did he get in tow with Disney?
He did that Jason Statham movie recently on Amazon Prime.
Oh, is that Wrath of Man?
I liked it.
I've not seen that.
Thought it was quite good. It's like pretty standard. It's not really him, but but it's a good film.
Ah, The Gentleman's brilliant.
I love The Gentleman.
I've never seen The Piss You Made with Madonna.
Oh, not now, did I?
Because him and Madonna got married in Scotland, a castle in Scotland.
Oh, God.
I don't think it's that far away from where I used to live either.
It's not the one that a Christmas movie.
No, God, no. A Castle for Christmas. No, I don't even think that. I don't even know if that was in.
No, so you don't even think it's a real.
Can't wait to do that film.
Yeah. We're going to have. You have that one. I'll have like Leap Year.
They're
going to be devastating.
My other favourite line in the film is when Rory Breaker, the drug dealer, is like, if the milk turns sour, I ain't the kind of pussy to drink it. I'm like, yes.
Who is he? He looks familiar, but I don't know.
I think he's been in loads of that British films.
I know his face, but I always remember his face.
Proper British character actor.
He's great.
But I was amazed when I found out, because I totally forget how big Trainspotting was in America as well.
There's a lot of those kind of travel, and sometimes you're like, I don't think these people will know. And they're like, yeah, no. No, it was massive.
Because this is proper Cockney.
I think it's more.
Which I've got no problem understanding it, but Americans must have been like that.
What the fuck's this?
What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
I'll do my Cockney rhyme and slang then. I've got time.
I'm going to be so bad. I have time.
Right. So these are well-known Cockney rhyming slangs.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the rhyme. All you need to do is tell me the original thing. Right, we'll start off pretty easy. Apple and pears.
No, you want me to tell me that what?
What's apple like? So, Cockney rhyme and slang is you take something, so you take like a table.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a rhyme for it. So, do you know what Cockney rhyme and slang is?
I thought you were just going to tell me the thing and what are they talking about here, apple and
pears. So what if someone said the apple and pears, what would they be talking about? Just going to go up the apple and pears.
It's got a rhyme. It's just a bar.
No, it's not a bar. It's got to rhyme. The apple and the stairs. What the fuck?
You're going up the apple and pears as your stairs. Yes. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yes. So, like.
Yes, I get you now. Yeah.
Right.
I know what you're
talking about. Have you never heard the term apple and pears?
No.
So if you're going up the stairs, a Cockney would go, oh, I'm just going to head up the apple and pears.
All right, perfect. Right,
so it's like a rhyming.
Perfect, I get it. I get what you're talking about now. Don't fucking look at the camera like that.
Okay, bees and honey.
Oh. I'm sitting there going, money.
It's money. There you go. Yeah, you got the hang of it. Yeah, bees and honey, money. Right.
I thought that was, right, okay.
Borrow and beg.
Oh, fucking hell. I see. Go ahead. It's borrow and beg.
If you're struggling, I'll give you a wee hint.
Okay.
For some of them. Right. So, what do you want for your breakfast? Just give us a borrow and beg.
What, like a boiled egg?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We'll get some.
Right. Slip road and junction.
Junction. All right.
Slip road and junction.
Right. I'm trying to think. Let me see. It's not. So the only thing I have in my head is function. This is a good time to the function. Let me see. Slip road function. Okay, right. No. Shut up.
Right.
Shut your fucking mouth. And then,
Slip road injunction.
No, I'm done. Go for it. Give
Erectile
me.
Dysfunction.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It's made that one up.
You fucking. I was sitting there going, junction.
Right, the rest of them are genuine. Right. Box of toys.
Gonna need to meet the boys.
Good guess. It's noise.
Okay, right. Good. Box of toys. That's a good
box
one.
Box of toys. Noise. Mm. This one's easy. Boat race. Look at the fucking boat race on that.
Oh my God. Like face.
Face. Yeah. There you go.
The boat race.
The boat race. Yeah. Fucking look at the guy's boat race, right? Syrup and fig.
Oh God. That's real bad. I was Irish and I was sitting there going, we're all going for a wee jig.
Syrup and fig, it was something that'd be very useful to you. Syrup and fig.
This would be fucking good.
Syrup and fig.
Oh, so it must be vitamin C.
No, it's not vitamin C. How does that rhyme? Absolutely. It has to rhyme.
I'm absolutely joking about you. Syrup and fig. So,
who's that guy? Who's that guy trying to kid? Look at your syrup and fig.
Oh, I don't know. Didn't get it.
It's a wig.
Ah, that makes all sense. Ah. Right. Like old, what do you call him? Lenny Conhair Brundle. Conhair Brundle.
Right. Javier and Jose.
Javier and Jose.
Javier and Jose.
Okay. Jesus Christ, I'm bad at these. Javier and Jose. Don't, I can't get it. No. Like, Jose. No, don't get it. Unless you're stealing some Bose speakers.
No. Javier and Jose, the provisional IRA. Just made that one up.
You fucking wanker. I sit there going like, Jose, the provisional IRA. Oh my god, who did that? It was all these, Javier and Jose's up to it again.
These are all real ones now.
Right. I don't fucking believe you because you said
massage and spa.
Right.
Massage and spa.
You're going okay. This is again, all now I have is joining the IRA.
No. Not to do with the IRA.
Yeah, okay. No, I presumed after your last one. Right.
Massage and spa.
This should be an easy, this feels like
it's quite easy. It's very well known, this one. Massage and spa.
No.
It's former Irish alcoholic footballer Paul McGrath.
You're a fucking pig. What the fuck is this? You fucking just said it's nothing to do with IRA. Paul McGrath. It's a well-known one. You made me fuck. I was like, spa. This should be easy.
Right, these are easy ones.
Oh,
right.
Are they?
Current bun.
Oh, is it fucking dusting the turkey or something?
Easy.
The
fuck? Current bun.
Current and bun.
Current, no, just current bun.
Current bun. Okay.
You could use it in two ways. You could be like, oh, I'm going out in a current bun, or give us a read of that current bun.
Okay. Oh, shit. No, I was going to say right, for a bit of fun. No. Okay. Gun.
National newspaper.
The Sun.
The Sun. There you go. Okay. Current bun, the Sun. China plate. This is easy if you think about it. China plate.
You're in an absolute state.
No.
I thought it was because you'd be delicate.
If you said to someone...
And then delicate. No.
China plate's mate. Like, all right, my old China. Like,
China okay.
Plate. This is where all these things come from.
Okay.
Right, last one. Bracket and hinge.
Okay. Bracket and hinge. Minge.
It's your ma's minge.
Fucking, you're a fucking like, it's so bad that only the M came into my head. Oh, God. You cheeky bastards. You're messing with you're right to see the old bracket and hinge.
Bracket and hinge.
Fuck me, fringe should have came in first in my head. I fucked him in the head and I was like, he's gone minge. Oh, you. Paul McGrath.
Paul McGrath. I was thinking all morning and I was like, who? Because I tried to find one that rhymes with.
Paul McGrath.
I tried to find a word that rhymes with Ian Dowie. Because I was trying to find bizarre old footballers and I was like, fucking Paul McGrath sitting.
I was sitting there going like, that seems like an easy one. Spa. I was so bad at that. I was so bad at it. I got minge. It was probably the only one I fucking got. I didn't even get your fucking... The provisional IRA.
Oh, God.
Right.
Fuck. Next week, you get anything else to say about Lockstock?
Nah, good film. Yeah. Oh, we were saying, what do you think is the best film we've done so far? I actually have this. I mean,
it might be, actually. It
Sting's
might be
up there, I think. But.
Nah, this is probably the most enjoyable film. So
yes,
I forgot how much I loved
this
film.
Yeah. So I think it's it'd be my favorite film we've done yet. How about that? Because you could argue a couple other films we've seen are, like The Core is probably one of the best.
I would agree. It's probably the best in terms of actual quality and.
I've set us up for next week's more on a. you know, you're looking at me like, oh, for fuck's sake. This one's like, I think it's funny as fuck. I've already watched it when I had it because I was like, I've watched it and I'm ready to go. I'm going to watch it again. It was that stupid. So this one.
Oh, yes!
Wait, it's back to the thing. We've got Final Destination. Yes. You can't cheat death. Because I was like, this is going to be stupid as fuck. And I can't remember it. I don't remember. I remember one scene in it. And I was like, this is going to be perfect. And I found it for 50p, obviously.
I love these films.
Yeah.
I love all of the Final Destination
films. Yeah,
I genuinely love them. And this one's actually a good film. The rest of them get ridiculously entertaining.
I've seen one on a bridge that five or something where like bars
where
are
it's snapping. It's the car crash.
I think so. I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, some of them are amazing, but this is genuinely a good. I'm yes.
41 minutes of extras apparently, but no, I didn't watch that. 41 minutes of extras. I'm all right. Forget the Sixth Sense. This is way scarier.
I mean, it's not scary.
No, it's not at all. It's pretty funny.
It's jumpy.
But it is. Yeah, it's great. Big fun.
That'd be brilliant. Right. I keep sharing it all and stuff. Sorry again about the video last week.
Aye.
But bizarrely, more people listen to it on YouTube than have ever watched it. So if anything, our faces are putting people off.
That's shocking. I was like, we're going to have to stick it up on YouTube to keep the thing, but no, it is corrupted and unsalvageable. I was downloading all these weird things, remember, like the ones you were sent to me, and I waited the whole time, and then it's one of those annoying things where it goes to 99% after 3 hours, and then goes, no, we didn't do it. Surely you could have caught this in 20 minutes.
I know. Yeah. But sorry about that, but hopefully today it will have captured it. I won't take the memory card out as quick. It's not blame us, it's fucking Kai Humphrey's camera. It's not to do with us.
It's his fucking fault.
So fucking cheap Geordie prick. Fucking upgrade these cameras, but anything to plug?
No, actually, you know what? Fuck it. I will be releasing a special at some stage. ready. It's ready now. We try to sell it. People are like, we're not interested.
Wait, who do it?
I don't know.
Netflix.
I left that one. No, I don't think it was Netflix.
You start at Netflix. Amazon, and then just in a suitcase like Jason Statham on a market.
Three for one. Why would I need three of the same?
So you're just going to put it on YouTube now?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you seen it?
No, I don't watch them.
No, but were you not part of the editing process?
No.
No. And this is last year's Fringe show.
Yeah. The Queen's alive in it. The whole part of the end. The whole part of the end is how the Queen is alive and well.
Really capturing that zeitgeist.
Thank God he has a big thing on filmed 2002 at the Fringe. 2022, like, or else I'd be like, fucking 2002.
And then I'm going to start plugging my tour pretty soon. I probably should. But,
oh well. Yeah, fucking follow it. You're already
following shit. I've just not done anything since it.
Well,
yeah, finished. That's fair enough. Like, very fucking arsed. But aye, and then so Final Destination next week. Somebody asked on YouTube as well, is it better if I've seen the films before the episodes? I don't know if it is. I think it is.
Sure. Like, you'll definitely get some of the more inner jokes when we're laughing, but really, I think that we don't really... I mean, that was as filmy as we got in parts of that.
Yeah.
Usually, we're just chatting shit about what, like, stupid thing that happens. There's the thing, you know, bringing it to real life rather than things. So, yeah, if you do, great, but, I mean, I don't think it's really important. People are like, oh, I can't watch that episode, I haven't seen it. I'm like, we're not even... I don't even think we give them any spoilers away. Sometimes we do, but...
Aye.
But we give out spoilers and something like... Jurassic Park, and if you haven't seen that, like, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And but also, apart, there's no wee horny guy in this episode.
So we've lost a horny man.
I couldn't find one in this. Largely because, yet again, we've managed to do a film with no women in it. There's two women. And to be fair, the two women do get... And this isn't by choice. This is generally, we're just picking films in a charity shop for £1. But it was when at the end I was like, oh, fuck, there was no women in that one either. So we'll do Bridesmaids soon, I promise. Man,
fuck me, it's
But so no wee horny guy because it was better. But the two women, the one woman is the car dealer
who's
in proper charge and fucking chucks a guy out for getting. And then the second one's the junkie lassie that the weed dealers have got who ends up blowing about three guys away with a fucking... automatic machine gun. So both women get good parts that are in it. They don't get to speak. You know, at least Guy Ritchie acknowledges them, unlike Tarantino. So that's where he's not like Tarantino.
Tarantino, you only want to see women's feet.
So there are many female... The main character in this is female next week. So don't... Yeah. Come at us with your shite that we are purposely ignoring.
What's
women.
next week's film? Well, 12 Angry Men.
Yeah. This was the first week we've had a Greek person in it. You wouldn't come at us that we hate the Greeks, so it's just as the films come up.
Aye. Fucking, you know. What about Lousy Lips? I can't remember the fucking fake names we had now.
So, join us next week for more racist, sexist banter. Cheers. Bye-bye.